Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Luke Fry with us, the communications manager, Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut, and he certainly does. And, you know, it just seems these days, Luke, that people pick things up. For example, this federal employees target that is out there now, scammers are out there doing during the government shutdowns, and it's just you don't know who to trust anymore.
I know it's tough, and definitely this is one of those times where, you know, we're really trying to get ahead of this and tell as many people as possible, since it's not something we've seen in Connecticut yet, but we have seen it other places. So we definitely want to let the federal employees of Connecticut know that these scams are out there, it's being targeted towards them, and a couple things that they should, you know, keep an eye out for so this, unfortunately, doesn't happen to them.
What are they doing? What actually is the scam?
Sure. So there's two that we're seeing right now. One is basically a false loan call. So at its very core, it's a phone scam. So these people are called by scammers being claimed that they're being offered these great loans, you know, almost no interest rate, some almost too good to be deal or too good to be true deal, you know, about a loan for them to help them out. They're not getting paychecks, and it's definitely something that someone may want to jump on, and they automatically start sharing their personal information, possible banking information, and, you know, it's always best to keep in mind that any bank, you know, won't offer you a loan or won't give you this amazing loan offer until they know your financial background. So if it's a bank you haven't dealt with, it's sort of a red flag to be getting these calls out of nowhere.
You know, I'm certainly glad you called me. I really, these are the things that we in the business that I'm in have to really, really look for and get out to the public. Because mm-hmm. You can imagine what could happen and what is already happening to so many people.
Exactly. And actually, last week, Ned Lamont announced that there will be loans available through Webster Bank to Connecticut federal employees. And the thing there is scammers could be calling claiming to be that bank. So the important, you know, part of that information is that that bank will reach, or you need to reach out to that bank. So these banks are not going to cold call you and offer you these loans. You know, you have to reach out and tell them that you are an employee and you, you know, want to participate in that program. It's not really a cold call thing where you will get a call from the bank itself.
Well, again, where did you and when did you find this out, Luke?
So we actually heard from our BBB in Chicago that it was happening there and a few other BBBs around the country. So it's really something that we kind of share around the U.S. And obviously we have federal employees here in Connecticut as well. I know a couple of them personally. And it's definitely a scam that I think everyone needs to, you know, keep an eye out for. These people, like I said, aren't getting a paycheck and, you know, could be struggling to pay their mortgage or their, you know, bills. And they have kids and husbands and wives. So, you know, it's definitely not a time or, you know, a type of person who really needs a scam right now. I mean, I don't think any of us ever need, you know, to be targeted. But these people especially, you know, it's really important to get the word out about it.
Well, Luke, I'm glad that you called me, and I have to say, you are really on top of a good many things, and this is the reason why that we have you on as often as we do, because, you know, people sometimes, they think everybody's telling the truth. Well, in this day and age, Mm-hmm. Everybody is not telling the truth.
I know. I'm glad you pointed that out, because a lot of scams, you know, it does seem like something you would want to do or participate in, or a great loan with no interest. And it's all of these great offers that, you know, people just believe. And I'm not here to tell people that you shouldn't trust anybody and, you know, everyone's out to get you. But, you know, at a point, you need to just, you know, keep an eye out for these red flags I talk about, and, you know, just kind of have your ears open. And like you said, not everybody is telling the truth or has your best interest in mind. So that's why I try to stay on top of as many things as I can, so I can try to get that word out and tell people ahead of time.
Well, whenever you get anything, as you know, you're a regular now, but if you get something fast like you did here, all you have to do is call us, and we'll go right on the air.
Okay, sounds good.
You bet, Luke. Thanks a million.
All right, thank you. You too.